Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
If you want to guarantee that your first date goes well, you have to throw a little wrinkle in it.
What?
What? That doesn't make sense.
That's why I never iron my shirts.
Wait, you're
wrinkle
being very literal.
Achieved. But if you want more than one big wrinkle, you take a backpack on your date and you hide a surprise in it, which
sounds
is what
scary.
One of our listeners did recently.
Okay.
His name is Andrew. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Please tell me you were at least going on a hike, Andrew.
Yeah, well, hold on. We'll get to the details of the date in your backpack of excitement in just a second. But first, tell us about the girl that you want us to call today. What's her name?
I want to reach out to Chloe.
Okay.
So, you know, surprises can be interesting on a first date.
Yeah. Like, how a backpack surprise. It's either going to be really sweet or really scary.
Like, how well did you know Chloe before your guys' first date?
It was the first time we met. We met online.
Okay. So not really at all. Then, I'm with Jose.
But it could be nice to bring a little surprise to the date just to spice things up.
No, but why do you need a backpack? Is there like a human head?
No surprises when you don't know people. You don't know if they like surprises.
Yeah,
some people hate
true.
Surprises.
Yeah.
If a guy surprised you with flowers.
Nobody puts flowers in backpacks, Jeff.
She's
I don't
right,
know what
though.
To tell
some,
you.
Some people also don't like flowers. Some girls.
All
don't
right.
Like
we
flowers.
Could argue about this forever, but let's get back to Andrew. Tell us, where did you guys go on your date?
So we went to a bar, go grab some drinks. And yes, I did come prepared with my backpack, but I had a reason to do so.
Okay.
So on Chloe's dating profile, I noticed she was really into board games.
Oh, I hope it's a board game.
Please let it be something fun.
So since she was into board games, I'm into board games, I decided to bring Scrabble to our date.
No.
Scrabble.
Oh, I like that. No.
No offense. That sounds like the dumbest thing ever. But because you two are both into it, that's the cutest thing ever.
I dated a guy, and that was the thing. Like, we played Scrabble at bars.
That makes sense for you, Brooke, though.
Yeah.
But not everybody.
So when you pulled out the Scrabble from your bag, what was the look on her face?
I mean, she was a little surprised. Mm-hmm. I took that as excitement, though. I mean, she's into board games, so why not, right?
And I will say, I was hating on your surprise idea in the beginning. I'm turning the corner, changing my mind.
Yeah, me too.
And I think it's really good to have an activity on the date. So, like, it's not just you
guys sitting.
This
is what I said. I literally at the start said, you need a wrinkle in the date, and you looked at me like I was crazy.
No, because you're talking about ironing your shirt. I didn't know what you're saying. So.
It's a metaphor, Brooke. Metaphor would get you a lot of points in the game of Scrabble. About date night Scrabble. How'd that go?
It went great. I mean, everyone else that was there looked like they were jealous, so they didn't get to play.
That's right.
Damn. I wish I could get in on that Scrabble game.
She worked the X's.
Yeah, she got an X.
Is that what it was like?
Well, I'll tell you why they were jealous, because we decided to spice it up a bit, and we played only naughty words.
Hey, that sounds awesome.
Okay.
That's
really
funny.
That's a great idea, actually.
Yes.
What naughty word did you play?
Well, I mean, X is always big points, right?
Right.
Hey, three-letter word, S-E-X.
Okay, that's not even creative.
High score.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm playing to win. I'm not trying to be creative.
Okay. So you were like exasperated.
But Chloe, I mean, she knew what she was doing. She did some words that I had to look up afterwards.
She was good. Okay.
Dude, that's a really fun twist on Scrabble.
Not really fun. Yeah, so, it's
told you.
So aside from playing Scrabble, were you guys able to connect?
Yeah, we had a great time. A lot of laughs. I mean, there never seemed to be any awkward pauses. And I mean, I just felt in my element with her.
Was there at any point, like, any of the naughty words, like, it was uncomfortable?
Yeah, I mean, uncomfortable in the sense that I didn't know some of the ones she was playing. And just
that count as turning?
But you admitted that, right? Like, and it was a joke?
No, I just went along with whatever.
You're on a date. You're trying to, like, oh, duh, I know that word.
So after you guys finished playing Scrabble and having your drinks, did the night end there?
No, we actually went back to my place after.
Okay.
Oh, what board game plays over there? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was great. We made out for a little while. And
hey, tongue twister.
Okay.
I was actually hoping she would spend the night, so I put a movie on to keep around for a while.
Right.
Okay.
What movie, though?
He just picked the longest one he could find.
Yeah.
Well, that would have been a good idea, but I did my research again on her profile, just learning more about her. She's into old Disney movies, so I put on an old Disney movie and went with the Goofy movie.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
I mean, it's a good movie for 6-year-olds. I don't know if it's the hottest date night movie.
Oh, there's so many jams.
Yeah, totally.
Really?
Man.
A kid?
I don't know. I can't see myself macking on a girl while I hear like, garsh in the background.
What was her reaction to the Goofy movie? Was she into it?
I thought so, but 10 minutes into it, she decided that she had to go.
Oh, yeah. Man. You should have gone like Snow White or something.
Kind of a mood killer.
Yeah.
I mean, we were singing to the first song in the movie, and then she had to head out, and I haven't heard from her since.
Oh.
Weird. If she was singing, I mean, she was enjoying it.
Is there any way she could have been like creeped out that you did too much research on her bio?
I hope not. I thought research was a good thing for
right.
a case.
I agree, and that's why she would put it on her bio. It's not like you're going deeper, but...
Yeah.
All right, Angie. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. Unfortunately, not one from the Goofy movie. I know that's probably what you wanted. But we have to work with what we have here. We're going to play it. We'll come back. We'll call Chloe for you, and then we'll try and get you a second date update, okay?
That sounds great.
All right, hold on, man. A Jansport backpack.
Oh.
The board game Scrabble limited edition.
Oh.
And a VHS copy of the Goofy movie.
Is it on here or is it just me?
Now, you might think I'm describing a second grade sleepover party, but no. I'm describing the first date of one of our adult listeners named Andrew. He said things seemed to be going pretty well during his night with Chloe, and he even got her to go back to his place to watch that movie. But just 10 minutes in, before they could even get to his favorite song, Stand Out, Andrew's date stood up and said, she's gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
Ever since then, apparently Chloe has been completely MIA, and Andrew wants to know the reason why.
Yeah, I'm sad. I thought I really connected with her.
Hearing the recap, as Jeffrey said it, is there anything you would have done differently during the date?
No, it sounds like an awesome date.
Okay. I like that. Okay. I like
no regrets,
teach their own.
Sticking to your guns.
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, we're ready to try and call Chloe here. Hopefully we can get her on the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If she's not answering you, I'm not guaranteeing that she'll pick up for us. But we're going to do our best here, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate you trying. She's the first one I've ever really connected with and had feelings for, you know, just starting out. So I appreciate it.
Aww, I love
that's
that.
Actually really cute. Now I really want to get him a second date.
He just said he has feelings for someone.
Well, I'm just saying. Like, usually people are like, well, you know, maybe it'll work out. I don't really care.
Okay, well, maybe we can find out and make Brooke's dreams come true today.
It's not about me, I swear. Well, I mean, I usually like it when it is, but this time it's not.
Okay, well, yeah. Brooke's probably going to be in tears during this call at some point for one reason or another. Let's just call Chloe for you and try and get your second date update. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Chloe?
Yeah, who is this?
Hi, Chloe. My name's Jeff. I work on a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi, Chloe.
Hey, we're glad you answered.
Yeah.
Can I ask why you're calling?
Oh, she's about to hang up.
Well, the reason we're calling is because we do a segment on our show called A Second Date Update. That's where if you go out with somebody and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email us and we'll reach out to that person for you to help you figure out the reason why.
Okay.
Dumb,
okay.
I know.
The guy that's wanting to reach out to you, his name's Andrew.
Yes, Andrew. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Andrew told us about your date together, and it seemed like actually it was pretty fun. Yeah. I think everybody in this room agrees that it would be a good time. We would all be down for this
date. Totally. I would be down for it. I'm down for anything.
The bar part.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, there are a lot of interesting elements in it. There was a bar. There was a naughty game of Scrabble. He told us about the Goofy movie.
Scrabble.
Yeah. Listen, it sounds like you know the rest of what happened, so.
That's all that I know what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there like a big red flag or a big moment or something?
When he, before he put on the movie, he went to his kitchen to get us more drinks, and I saw his phone just like sitting next to me on the couch, and I was like, you know, like this is a new guy. Let me just see if I can open his phone and like find some stuff about him.
So you're the red flag.
Yeah. You know?
What? You went into his phone?
Do you do this a lot?
Do I do it a lot? No, but I mean, in this situation, it felt like I had a reason to.
Okay. Opportunity came knocking, right? It was right there.
What did you see or something? Did you see something like that?
So, like, this is also going to sound weird, but, like, the problem for me was that there was nothing, like, nothing on his phone. Like, what? If you opened this phone and you were like, oh, I wonder whose phone that I found, and I opened it and I was looking for something, like, fun, nothing.
Like factory settings, like nothing.
Yeah,
like
he just bought the phone, or you just mean he's like a boring phone? Like,
yeah, I'm not
hot text. Not a
I'm
lot
not. I'm not understanding what the problem is.
So it's just like one of the first apps high on the front of his page was the New York Times crossword puzzle app, which like do your thing, you know. But like, whoa, that's kind of boring. Yeah.
Okay, what would you what would you prefer? Like, do you want him to have
Tinder hot up right okay. there, ready to go?
I don't know, like anything besides just a crossword puzzle, a picture of your dog, and like.
I thought he said that he met you on a dating app, though.
So he did meet me on a dating app, and actually that was like the next place I went. I went to open the dating app just to, you know, like see what the competition was on there. Mm-hmm. And he was literally not talking to like anybody but me.
That's the problem. I love it.
I don't see the issue.
I do, because he's boring. He's not desirable if not other people are trying to hit on him. He just seems very square.
Nobody seems really healthy.
Is it healthy or is it stalkery if I'm the only one that you are like?
So you would have liked it better if you would have liked it better if you would have opened his phone. There's like a gallery of like boob pics in one area,
yeah.
Tinder right up on the front, and like
sense.
He was gaslighting 8 other women.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, you know what? That does sound kind of sexy to me. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
That's wanted. Girls want what they can't have, or they want some kind of competition.
Yeah. Or you just it's.
I know the game.
Yeah.
And he's not playing it.
Okay,
right.
So how's this for boring, Chloe?
Uh-oh.
I need to let you know, Andrew's been on the other line secretly listening in to you talk. And now he wants to jump in and say something to you. Isn't that right, Andrew?
Hi, Chloe.
Oh, come on, bro.
Oh. Take that.
We give you a huge intro and that's what you do?
Well,
hi, Andrew.
I'm a little taken back right now.
Are you mad? Are you mad that she looked through your phone?
Of course I'm mad. That's very invasive.
It is. Yeah.
I don't understand. And Chloe, I'm not fun. Look at the games we played. The words, I would be embarrassed to tell my friends, my parents. Like, I can't believe you would think I'm not fun when we played that.
What word?
He spelled the word butt.
Yeah. Spell that wiener.
It's a lot of points, but whatever.
Okay. He's not wrong. He is not wrong, Chloe.
I did everything that you were looking for. And yes, I was only talking to you because you were the only one that seemed interested or interesting to me, you know?
There it is. Go with the second one, Andrew. Hold that one tight. You're confident. You're wanted man. You show her.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what to say, honestly.
I mean, Chloe, it sounds like you have a type, right? Like your type is...
disaster.
Well,
like a guy with a little bit more edge. I don't know, something to like... spice them up.
Yeah.
But
what about Goofy movie doesn't say edge to you?
No, what I'm trying to say.
He's a single dad trying to raise a son by himself.
That's the edgiest Disney character ever invented.
No. It's obviously not working for you. You're single. Like the edgy dudes haven't been working out. Give the nice guy a try.
And he's edgy enough to call into a radio show to reach out to you for ask for help. And that's why right now I'd like to offer to send you guys out on a second date and we'll pay for it.
Ooh.
If Andrew will even let me.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling he's going to not even want that.
He's crazy.
Busy schedule. You don't know
right.
how to be able to fit in.
What do you think, Chloe?
Calendar.
Well, hold on. I mean, I really don't appreciate you saying I don't have any edge or I'm not a good look, because I don't know if you saw that I have the Human Animal Translator app on there.
That's an app?
What's that?
Andrew, you're not helping.
Is this...
First of all, have any of you used it?
No.
Never.
I can't say I have.
No. So let me tell you what it's about before you judge, okay?
Sure.
I can have a conversation with my dog.
Cool. Okay?
I can say something into the app, and then it will go ahead and translate what I'm saying to my dog. So I can tell my dog jokes, all right?
So you prefer that over messaging more women on Tinder? Just checking.
Andrew, this isn't
I
edgy.
Really wish I wouldn't have given you space to talk. So I guess maybe Chloe...
Can we forget that?
Kind of delete the last 20 seconds of your life. And I'm going to ask you again, would you like to go out with Andrew one more time? We'll pay for it.
The answer before was most likely leaning towards no, and after that, it's going to be a no for me.
Andrew.
He's like, I don't know. Look at my stock portfolio. Investments in there.
I'm sorry, Chloe, that I'm not as fun or edgy for you, but you know what? You're being a real B word, and that's the word I won on.
How many points did you get for that word, Andrew?
I'm sorry, Andrew. I mean, the points have ended. There is no future with us, and I really hope you can find something fun for yourself to do besides talk to your dog.
It's a little rough. Oh, I shouldn't have said it that way.
Rough?
Oh, yeah.
It's all right, Chloe. I'll find my true Roxanne who really stands out.
Roxanne.
Is that your dog's name?
Movie, you guys.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Also, we're dogs.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.